Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And now, are you effing kidding me? With JoJo from Juries.
I have often said that bad days for Donald Trump are good days for America. It is also very true that very, very, very bad days for Donald Trump are very, very, very good days for America. And today was one of them. Judge Engoron in the New York civil business fraud case involving Trump and his two eldest spawn, Donald Jr. and Eric, announced the penalties for their decades-long fraudulent business practices, and boy, oh boy, is it a doozy. Altogether, $364 million in damages, and 355 of those, well, $355 billion of those dollars are Donald J. Trump's responsibility. On top of all of that, Uday and Kusei Trump cannot practice business in New York City for 2 years, and the melted circus peanut himself is barred from practicing business in New York for 3 years. But that's not my favorite part. My favorite part is that a woman, a former judge named Barbara Jones, is basically their babysitter now. And they can't do shit financially without asking her first. And if they try to do anything shady, they could land themselves with even stiffer penalties. Not that I like to use the word stiffer in reference to them, because it's probably not possible, but I digress. Just thinking about Mr. Rabbit-Headed Pussy having to answer to a woman for every dime he spends in the city he grew up in, the city where his daddy made his money off of the backs of everyday average Americans, not paying them, essentially. Boy, oh boy, did he fuck up daddy's money spectacularly or what? Here's the thing, if Donald Trump can't be trusted to run a business in New York, how the hell can anyone trust him enough to run the largest economy in the world? And here's one other little nugget for you. Taylor Swift made $370 million from her Eras Tour ticket sales and merchandise. In other words, $6 million more than Donald Trump and his sons were just ordered to pay in the New York business fraud case. The money she made off of that tour officially made her a billionaire, by the way, something Donald Trump, even if he is right now, probably won't be for much long. My guest this week is Zach Freeman. Zach is a father of three in Grapevine, Texas, who created the character Concerned Parent in North Texas and started making satirical videos that lampoon far-right politics after his school board was taken over by far-right extremists. He is not an author or a filmmaker or a lawyer. He is just, and he says just, although I don't think it's a just, a dad, using humor to draw attention to the current craziness permeating North Texas and the rest of the country. This was as much fun as I've had this entire time I've been doing this podcast. I know you're going to laugh because it's physically impossible not to, and you're going to need to follow Zach. You need to go follow Concerned Parent in North Texas on all the socials. Go buy his t-shirts. He's amazing. Please, please, please enjoy this conversation. And one last thing, rest in peace, Alexei Navalny. Welcome to the Are You Effing Kidding Me podcast, Zach Freeman, a.k.a. Concerned Parent in North Texas. Hi, Zach. Now that we've introduced you properly, and Alexa, say hi to Zach. There you go. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, JoJo. Thank you, Alexa. I appreciate being welcomed by both of you.
You're the first ever guest on my podcast to get that kind of a welcome from My AI.
I have a connection with the robots. They understand me. We get each other. My wife makes fun of me for this. I'm very polite when I talk to any of the robot things, the AI. I'm always like, could you please tell me the weather? And then I'm like, thank you. And she's like, you don't have to. I'm like, yeah, you do, actually. I don't think that there's like, you know, the Terminator robot uprising. There's an algorithm and it's tracking everything that we say. And it's going to be like, hey, that guy is really polite to us.
So you think that they're not going to send the robot dogs to your house first?
Exactly. They'll be like, check the algorithm. This one kept telling me to shut up, all that kind of stuff. And they'll be like, that guy, oh, wow.
He's very polite.
We'll get him last. We will get him. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so fucked right now. I'm just like remembering, like, she wouldn't stop. One of the video ones I got, like, on one of those Prime days where it was like they were giving it away. She just wouldn't stop yesterday. She just wouldn't stop. She kept playing NPR, NPR, NPR. And I'm like, Alexa. And she had to go all the way up to her. And then I had to ask her if she was okay. And she was like, everything seems to be working properly. And I'm like, it's not, bitch. It's not. I don't want fucking NPR right now. Sorry, dropping lots of F-bombs.
You don't know about my childhood, JoJo.
Would you
like to hear about it? No? Okay, I will remember that.
Right. I don't know her. I don't know her origin story. Maybe she was so cheap because, like, she was abused. I don't know.
You don't know who wrote me.
Oh, my God. And what kind of, like, things they wrote into her programs. Okay, I promise you. Now you have.
She's behind you right now. I could just, like, I'm watching, so don't worry. So I'm watching behind you.
Well, actually, that's good because if she comes out of this rapture light, which people who are watching the YouTube version of this podcast can see, but the people who are listening do not realize that this white blob that looks like the Carolina's TV is coming to consume me whole. And if you've been watching the podcast for some amount of time, you've seen it consume me pretty much entirely. But this is like this is the original state of it. Yeah,
it's creeping up.
It is.
It's getting, like, every time you look away, it's moving just a little bit closer.
Which is like a Stephen King novel. But if, let's just say this is the rapture, it does make me think of some people I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, people in my state?
Well, your state and your adjacent state and the other Natcha, because there's the two Natchas and there's a bordering Natcha. You're right. So you're northern. Yes. Northern Texas, obviously. But that's the hat. Is there a hat?
Oh, not that far north. See, this is the other thing we would get into as Texans is, you know, even though we're almost Oklahoma, there's that whole other section.
Yeah.
The real northern. Well, we're not that far north. Kind of like there's West Texas, which is like normal West Texas. And then there's West Texas, like you're in El Paso, which is like a whole three states over. So you can debate, like, you could just say everything's Central Texas, really. And then there's so much more to go around. So,
well, that's interesting. And I said when we were off recording, I said that, you know, I have state envy because New Jersey's so pocket size, fun size. It's like I was in the pool, but that's why it's so small. But Texas, not to get into geography lesson, but it is freaking huge. So when you say North Texas, what do people in Texas call the tippy top of Texas? They call it extra North Texas, super North, mega North.
Yeah, you're gonna be in trouble because I don't even know.
It's just
I don't know what that's called.
North squared, north.
Yeah. I don't think we talk about that. That's like Wichita Falls and stuff. I feel like we don't. It's just, you know, unless you're from Wichita Falls, we don't really acknowledge that area. We're like, did something happen up there?
Well, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to Oklahoma too, because you know that. I have mentioned this to you. Okay, but let's get back to the rapture before it does consume you.
Yeah.
All right, so you got some folks in your own state, but I want to sort of hit on Rapture Mike Johnson because he's from Louisiana.
That's his like on his birth certificate.
MAGA. Well, I think it's
Rapture Mike. His middle name is Michael. His first name is Rapture.
Well, I think
just goes by his middle name.
Yeah, they shortened it even. It was Rapture MAGA Mike Johnson.
Yeah,
it's such a mouthful.
That's a lot.
Which is not something he hears often, but either way. Sorry. And but let's put
that's something that he does here often. Yeah.
And but his son is monitoring that on his accountability app on his phone. How much of a mouthful is my dad right now? But let's talk about Mike. Okay. So He's not emblematic only of what's happening over there in Louisiana, but he's kind of emblematic of what's happening, I would guess, in a lot of the MAGA enclaves in your neck of the woods too, right?
Yes, and even just down to his whole demeanor and self, yes. To me, it's all about like, they're like these big tough guys, and then it's somebody like Mike Johnson that is representing them, and you're like, what? What am I not seeing? This is the opposite of a tough guy. This looks like the libtard that you guys talk about is what he looks like. And we're supposed to be saying he represents the tough guys. That's one of the biggest confusing parts to me as a non-MAGA,
right,
is understanding the MAGA ethos around being a masculine man. And Mike Johnson, which got in my state, Ted Cruz, obviously huge, incredible masculine man. It's that kind of stuff is confusing to me. Dan Patrick, Ken Paxton, Greg Abbott, those are our big tough guys representing our like toughness. I mean,
when you have Donald Trump,
yeah,
on the tip of that spear, and I don't mean that euphemistically, and Tucker Carlson is the litmus test for masculinity now that he's been unixized?
He's gone. He's in Russia. He's a Russian citizen now.
Well, his testicles may be in Russia, but I don't know if he's still in Russia. I think he's actually come stateside. But like,
I don't think they let him leave until he says enough good things about them.
Well,
thank you for coming. You stay. No, you make one more video. Come to grocery store. You stay. Oh, great. Yes.
Don't show.
It's great. Joe Biden, terrible. Thank you. Okay.
You cannot leave.
Please, you come to train station. No one in your country have train station. Everyone who listen to you never see train station. So please, you come stay train station. Amazing. Okay. And talking like, oh my God, please.
He's like, you must say the word radicalized, okay? Radicalized, and then talk about our expensive breakfast cereals, but not expensive here because we have state-sanctioned breakfast cereals. And so you've been radicalized, yes, you tell Americans, and then maybe we'll give you your testicles back, although they're very small. We don't know if we even want to bother with this.
We may have misplaced, but it's understandable, yes? They're hard to keep track of.
My cousin Vladimir had the one job. Hold on to mini baby testicles of Tucker Carlson. I see fish stick air have little tiny balls. You will watch them, Vladimir. I mean, I forget his name now already, but my cousin, I have so many of them. And he dropped them in the toilet now that I'm gone. But I digress again. I don't even know how we got on that subject, but his masculinity. Okay, so back to MAGA Mike. There is this thing, too, that he does where he, like, obviously, and I think in his case it's genuine, he believes in this rapture stuff. And so because I was a terrible CCD student and am a terrible Christian, Catholic, actually, Christian, I don't know much about the rapture, but you were saying to me, tell me, just top line it, because Mike doesn't care what he does in this life, on this earth, in this body, right? Because of the rapture? Because of the thing in my window?
At least I grew up in East Texas, where you basically have to be triple baptized just to exist. But my understanding of what I was taught in would be like Baptist church would be all my friends' churches that I went to. I went to a Methodist church, which was like in normal Methodist church is more I think of as moderate. In East Texas, it was like probably like a Baptist church in the north.
Oh, okay.
But the Southern Baptist, from my understanding, the rapture is just, yeah, all the people who accepted Jesus as their savior, you just get taken up. I don't know if you, yeah, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's an escalator.
It just appears. It's like a bunch of empty clothes and like cars crashing because there's nobody in them driving them. So I think you just disappear. Because like otherwise, yeah, you'd be like in your car and then you'd be like, oh, I'm stuck to the roof of my car because I can't go up the heaven.
What do I do? That's why I had to
open the window. I've done that in 5 years. Open the window and then go out to go to heaven. But it doesn't matter your actions and your behavior, how you treat people. That doesn't matter. It only matters if you accept Jesus as your savior. So that's why every week you could just, I guess that's kind of like confession, but every week you would just go to church and be like, oh, God, I'm so sorry I've sinned. I'm a sinner. I'm a terrible person. I made all these mistakes, but I still believe in you. And God's like, cool, if the rapture happens, which we've been saying it's going to happen for like 50 years. So
yeah,
if it happens tomorrow, you're coming with me. Keep discriminating against right. people you don't like.
But that's it. Exactly it, right? So like for Mike, you know, it's this like be carrying Trump's water, but carrying Trump's water to such an extent that he can commit crimes, you know, against the government in his name, or obstruct bills designed to address an issue that they keep saying is an invasion. Mike Pence too believes in the rapture, and he was able to sort of allow himself to do the bidding of a terrible, obviously non-Christian man for a long, long time until he decided to try and see him hanged, and then was like, well, you know, I mean, are we really holding that against him? But still, but they're sort of like, that's their out, you know, that they can do all these horrible things to advance their own agendas. And their own agendas are obviously this like really crazy fundamentalist, far, far right, like bigoted, hateful intolerance of, you know, anyone who lives outside the norms of what they say is like traditional Christianity or what the, you know, the structure of what it is to be a man, what it is to be a woman, what it is to be married. And it sort of does look like a Handmaid's Tale kind of dystopian reality.
The vision that they seem to have does seem to be very similar to that show, I have to say.
Yeah.
It does seem that way. And they get in arguments within, in their own ranks about who's pushing it far enough. And if you're not, then you're not being far enough right. That's a big thing that we're having in Texas right now. I think because Republicans have had complete control of Texas, Senate, House, government, governor, for 30 years. And so I think they're at a point where they're like, oh, we're so far right. Okay, now the super far right people are having a fight with these people that are like, we're not even Republicans. We're like next level of Republican, and you are rhinos.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hear people say that they're MAGA, really. I don't feel like, maybe they do, but I don't hear, most people I know who are Republican would be like, oh, no, not MAGA.
Really?
But then they, you know, but then it, of course, would come to like, yeah, but Democrats, that's beyond the pale. I couldn't. So
baby.
What am I going to do? I'm being forced. I'm forced to vote for Donald Trump because, you know, Joe Biden's old. So.
Yeah, all right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But they're going so, like, I think sometimes I'm like, if you hear a headline, like, oh, you know, this circuit court voted to let people die before letting them have an abortion because they don't have to help them. It's like, it's got to be Texas, right? Like, and it's like, it's Texas. Or like, you know, this woman was in the parking lot nearly dying before they let her have an abortion. It's like, it's got to be Texas, right? Yeah, it's Texas. Or like, they were really mad that they didn't get to use razor wire to drown migrants. And so they put out more razor wire, despite the fact that the Supreme Court was like, you have to let the federal government access that border. And they're like, and you're like, where's that going to be? It's like, it's Texas. It just feels like, it's like, oh, they're teaching third graders to tourniquet instead of doing something about guns. What could that be? It's, oh, it's Texas. And it's always Texas. But one of the ways I first became aware of you, and if you guys are not following him, you have to follow him at Zach. Wait, tell me, what's your handle?
Oh, Zach runs things.
Okay, at Zach runs things.
It was before I was a concerned parent in North Texas, so.
What we're going to get to. I'm kind of segueing here, but that's actually a really good way to segue to where I first became aware of you, because you made this video that was both funny. You're funny. I can say that as a funny person. I mean, I know. Yeah. No, seriously. It was really funny. And it was also a dad. We don't see a lot of dad's content. You see a lot of women with, like, me out there doing, you know, talking to the cameras and our phones and shit. But like, that was also, and you were in Texas, but you were talking about something that my girlfriend's here in New Jersey yesterday. After the shooting at the Chiefs parade, which is just shocking alone. But one of my girlfriends was like, did you know that in some state that they're going to do this thing where they have people who aren't even educators being like chaplains instead of school counselors? And I was like, whoa, where did she hear that? Because it's not something moms in New Jersey like often talk about. But I realized it was your video, which is crazy because I didn't make that connection. Yeah. So tell me about this video that you made and this chaplain thing.
Yeah.
Does that correlate? Was that when you were like, I'm going to make videos? Was that the first kind of thing you did, or were you already concerned dad, or were you just Northern Texas dad? Or
yeah, I had already made some concerned parent in North Texas videos by then, but they were mostly about like my local school board, but there might not be stuff that people have heard about, and some maybe they have, but in North Texas, there's three school districts: Grapevine, Colleyville, which is my kid's school district, South Lake, which I think everybody's heard of South Lake, mm-hmm. and then Keller. And there's this is going to sound crazy. There's a cell phone company called Patriot Mobile, and they're like one of these companies that, like, I guess, you know, gives you T-Mobile service, but is like, hey, do you want to pay extra? And it'll be called Patriot Mobile, and then you'll be a Patriot. And people are like, hell yeah, sign me up. So there's a company called Patriot Mobile. They have a political action committee called Patriot Mobile PAC. They were spending insane money. So they spent like $300,000 on these three school board races, which is like usually people spend like maybe $10,000 on a race. So this was like blowing these people out of the water. And these are not, wasn't like, oh, there's these liberals running for school board. It was like, this is a pretty red area. It's like maybe purplish, reddish. There's like Republicans running for school board, and they had like these next level crazy people. And they're like sending out flyers about teachers being groomers, schools are indoctrination centers, all that stuff, CRT, everything. And so they got control of these three school boards and were passing all this crazy stuff. So that's when I started making like kind of satirical videos. And the first one I did was just, I was at a park with my kids, and there was a one of those little free libraries. And I just made a video. Like, it was like just nothing specific about any specific politics. It was just like a concerned parent in North Texas being like, got, like, worried about this little free library. Like, this is going to indoctrinate my kids.
Yeah.
Cause I want them to be on their tablet in this park, not looking at books. anyway, it was like, that was the first one. And then, yeah. But I had made a few about our local school board races. And then that chaplain one was the first one I saw articles about. And I was like, that sounds crazy. That can't be like this must be hyperbolic. They're exaggerating what the bill says. Not that I like distrust the media or whatever, but just like, that can't, let me just, so I went and actually read the bill, and I was like, this is crazier than what they're even saying, because they're taking money from the school safety and security funds and allocating that to be used to pay chaplains. So we're taking money from, you know, oh, we have a law now that you have to have an armed police officer at every school. We're taking money from that to pay a chaplain to come in to replace a school counselor. That's crazy. And they don't have to have a certificate. They don't have to be certified to teach in schools. They don't have to have a degree in counseling. They don't have to have experience in schools. And there originally, it specifically said they didn't even have to have a background check, like a basic background check. The Democrats in Texas had to be like, hey, they had to add an amendment to get a background check required. That's how crazy this bill was. So that's where I made, that's when I made that video. I feel like that one was the first one that more people saw.
Yeah.
And it got more attention because I think I showed clips of the actual language of the bill.
Yeah.
Which was the first time I had done that. And it seemed important to me to make it like, I'm not being a crazy liberal here. I'm just telling you what this bill says.
Right.
Here's what it said, that taking money from the school safety and security. Here's where it said they don't have to have a certificate or even a background check. Here's like all that stuff. And I think that that's where even people who consider themselves conservative were looking at that, like, what is happening in my state? And why is this happening? And how is this happening? And I think especially outside of the state,
where, yeah,
like you said, like, oh, Texas, but like,
yeah,
I think people in Texas who would not even be like, oh, you know, I don't like chaplains or whatever, but would be like, why is a chaplain in my public school? I go to church. Uh-huh. I'll take my kid. If I want them to see a chaplain, I'll take them to the chaplain at my church that I know. And also, I'm sorry, I'm ranting about this,
no,
but
no,
also
no.
The whole thing about it was parental control was the big thing that,
yep,
they were, of why they made all these rules about. Yeah, parents' rights. It explicitly says that the parent cannot opt out of this. So you can't say, my kid can't see this chaplain. It explicitly said that. So it, yeah, was like this truly insane bill. And the only, like, there was this language where it basically said, we could have chaplains as volunteers, or we could hire a chaplain, or we could replace school counselors with chaplains. And it was like, to me, a little tricky language with the or, because,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, what? Chaplains can't volunteer? Why? Because you're anti
God?
Yeah, you hate God? What's,
yeah,
wrong with that? But
hate the Bible.
Okay, but do you read the sentence? Because, uh-huh, the or is saying they can volunteer or we can replace school counselors. Those are very different things.
And the hypocrisy.
My long rant. Yeah.
No, but the hypocrisy component is that this parents' rights things, because it's always the case. They're actually always taking control away from parents on whatever, yes, issue it is. If it's transgender issues, if it's bathrooms, if it doesn't, they're always book bans. They're always actually doing the opposite of what they're saying they're doing. But they're like, hypocrisy when they go around saying, oh, well, like you said, they're grooming and indoctrinating our kids with this woke CRT. They're making them pee and poop in Keeler boxes, which, by the way, is not true. And
right,
here they are putting a chaplain, a religious person, not letting them opt out of it.
And they wouldn't add language that says that they can't proselytize.
Right.
Like, you're literally saying, I want to have these indoctrination people.
Yep.
That's what the bill is saying. That is the part that was, to me, like, this is beyond any, I don't care what your political alignment is. And I have talked to plenty of, you know, I'm from Texas. A lot of my family and friends are pretty conservative. They're all like, they're like, which is a natural reaction. If there was some crazy liberal bill,
it would believe
be
you.
Like, what? Come on. You read that on Fox News, whatever. But, uh-huh, like, they're like, no, no, no. I'm like, no, I'm, yeah, telling you.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the bill with me. Let's talk about it. And then they're like, this is crazy. This is, I don't, I'm like, yeah, I know it is. So there's no part of this bill that makes any sense. And somehow it's still passed.
Yeah.
But if there was this, like, this kind of delay measure in there to me, that I think it gets passed, and then there's like delay that it gets implemented, where every school district has to vote by March 1st, so that's coming up, whether to allow the chaplains or not. So every school board, so then you have, like, you know, school boards that were purchased by cell phone companies.
Yeah.
Then you have other school boards, but it basically, I think, allows for these groups to know okay, that school board voted against it. That school board voted against it. We're going to target them.
Target, yeah.
Indoctrination centers, and they're woke, and CRT and kitty litter boxes and groomers and all that kind of stuff. It's like they can then pinpoint based on this. We put this crazy thing in place and make them vote on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the craziest bill. And we already had the year before that, we had a bill where they had to put all schools had to put "In God We Trust," a big sign that says "In God We Trust," in all the school buildings.
And the Ten Commandments too, no? Within view?
That one failed. That one didn't fail. It never got voted on. And I think it's because there started to be people who are like, what is happening with this
problem?
Stuff like that. And so then they never, I learned, this was last year, but I learned a lot about how the Texas legislature works that I never thought I would care about or
right.
to know. But basically it never got brought to the floor for a vote. So that effectively kills the bill without anyone having to
vote on it.
How they felt about it.
Yeah, so right.
You know, somebody could use it against you and say, you're not, you're woke, you voted against.
You ain't God, too.
Classroom to display the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. I was worried about that one. I wasn't sure I had lost track of that one. But it's interesting that you just said that you had to learn, you learned things about legislature and how the legislature works that you didn't know or probably you would ever need to know. And that's the thing, too, about these school board races. So your dad in Texas, I'm a mom in New Jersey. I'm very, very old. And like, I mean, like they could carbon date me. And Mike Johnson would be like, were you on the ark with the dinosaurs? Because I'm that old. I wasn't, by the way, although there are two of me. That would be bad for the world. I don't think the world would have survived it. But I digress. So the point is, I'm so old that as a mom, when my kids were younger, they're 10 and 14 now. How old are your kids?
8, 5, and 3.
Oh, your hands, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But I know my school boards were just, I was like, oh, you guys going to the thing? Yeah, I don't know. Why? Like, what's the point? I don't know. They're going to talk about those new houses over on whatever road. And it's like, I don't know. You want to go drink? Yeah, okay, let's do that. Now, what was seen, really, I'd say really since, like, it got really bad since COVID, I would say, where things just went, like, nuts. And all of a sudden, you know, the right decided, hey, we have an opportunity here. Like, we have really fertile ground at this super local level to do these really dramatic and drastic things. Like you said, they pumped $300,000 into races. You're like, what? Here's the same in Pennsylvania school board races. It's literally like the Hunger Games. I mean, I think people had to sell organs, like, just to run. Or, you know, and then they got this, like, this is super villain.
They had to sell their dignity for sure.
Well, that is true. I do appreciate your joke. But like, and they had these supervillain mega billionaires like bankrolling all of this, these school board races. And what we saw here anyway in November was a lot of pushback because in 2022. Well, yeah, both these school boards went crazy extreme and were doing crazy things like, you know, they making sure that you couldn't use bathroom that wasn't the gender you were assigned at birth and banning books and Moms for Liberty was just like having threesomes all over people. And it was really bad, but they flipped a lot of things in November, this past November, which is a good sign, hopefully a bellwether for things to come. And Texas, has that happened there too?
Well, so we had three races and I'm speaking of my school district specifically. And you know, the Patriot Mobile people pick one person and they coordinate and they're like, these are the three people we're running in these three races. And then the other people are like, we didn't have any kind of communication like that. So there was two people running in two of the races.
Mm.
And, so they kind of split the vote. Mm. And it was unfortunate, but there was definitely a lot of pushback. People were aware, especially, like I said, the people I know, the people I talk to who are more conservative, were like, but what's happening in this school board is crazy. I don't want to vote for that. Whereas before they were just like, who's the most conservative person? Vote for them. And if you're busy, you have kids, you're not paying attention, like that's, you know, you're like, I'm a Republican. Who's the conservative candidate? I'm gonna vote for them. Hmm. But I feel like last year people were more aware of like, wait a second, our school board is crazy. Who's what they would say is, who's like the normal Republicans? And I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, I can tell you that. And there was that. And in the race where there was only two candidates, the non-Patriot Mobile person destroyed the Patriot Mobile person. And that guy was the former mayor of Colleyville, like high profile. And the woman running against him was a retired teacher. So it was like, you can see where the community's head is like, no, get the teacher. Even like that guy, this is almost a step down for him. He's coming from being a mayor to being on the school board.
Yeah.
But like, we don't want Patriot Mobile's telling us to vote for him. No. But then in the other two races, the vote was split and way more people voted for those two candidates. But then the school board, coincidentally, removed runoffs before the election, which is, it was a coincidence. But they were like, you know what? I don't think we need to do runoffs anymore. That's just a waste of taxpayer money. So they got rid of those. Yeah. Our school board is there. We did see the pushback in the community, I would say, but we didn't have that happen.
Because they're doing what they can to make sure that the community is not reflected or represented, right? Because they're anti-democracy. Like, you know, this is really the direction. I don't even want to call them Republicans anymore, but the entire party is going in. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, the constituents. It's cute. You're cute. Have you seen Dan Crenshaw's district? This is how we do things. This is how we draw maps over here.
Yeah, constituent is who's sending me the most money, and it doesn't matter. Like, I got this money. I got this $300,000 from Patriot Mobile. I don't care what the parents of the district want. That doesn't matter. What matters is this person owns me. Kind of like we were saying with Tucker Carlson in Russia. Like, if this person owns me, I'm going to have to do whatever they say. And I'm just going to tell you that I'm doing what the community wants when it's obvious that it's not. So,
which is a national trend, 1,000% a national trend. When looking from the outside in, and again, just to be clear, I love Texas. Anybody in Texas who's not an insane, crazy person, don't be offended because I actually love Texas. Near and dear in my heart.
I'm a sixth generation Texan. This is the thing that is even making me make videos. It's like, there's people in Texas are not as crazy as our government is.
Yeah.
Even Greg Abbott, when he was originally elected, was not this crazy. He's going with the trend of where his party is going.
See, he has
moved so far to the right just to keep up from being called. In the last election, he had like all these challengers running to the right of him. And so he's like, okay, I'm crazy. Look at me, cowboy hat. He was like trying to be as crazy as he can be. So this is not the way our government is right now in Texas. It's absolutely not representative of Texans ourselves. And I feel like a lot of Texans, whether they're, you know, moderate to and then to the left, are just like, what is happening? And then there's Republicans, Texas Republicans, who are like, am I a Republican? I mean, I've, you know, there's like an identity thing to where it's like, I've been Republican this whole time. I can't just become a Democrat. Democrats are evil. I can't vote for them. But like, what is happening in my party right now?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And there's a ton of primaries that are happening now where there's these truly insane candidates because of Greg Abbott. I mean, he got the largest donation in Texas politics history, $6 million from the TikTok guy from Pennsylvania.
What TikTok?
TikTok billionaire guy. Oh, what's his name? Jeff Yass. He got like $6 million from him and he's like a voucher guy. So Abbott's big push has been school vouchers. And we're having all these, our primaries are coming up in March, where every rural Republican congressperson in Texas who voted against vouchers I don't know if you remember or saw, we had four special sessions. Governor Abbott just kept calling special, like, we're going to do another session.
Yeah.
And you're doing it again. And he kept saying, like, I'm not going to stop. But there were like 20 rural Republicans who were like, no, vouchers are bad for my district. And so now he stopped calling special sessions and he said, okay, I'm going to get somebody to primary you and you're going to lose out of your job. And they're calling those people like woke liberals. It's like these people voted. I mean, they voted for everything else that Abbott wanted. They voted for the $11 billion we've spent on Operation Lone Star for the border. They voted for constitutional carry, which means you don't need a license to carry a weapon. Open carry, which means you don't need a license to just walk around with a gun. So if you see someone in Target walking around with a gun, you can't be like, hey, police, there's a guy with a gun in Target. They'd be like, yeah, that's his constitutional right. What do you do about it? Just for the record.
But not a book.
I've really never seen that, though, because you know what? Nobody wants to open carry a gun.
Yeah.
I know lots of people who own guns. None of them. The most gun nuts people I know are like, why would I walk around openly carrying a gun? So it's the dumbest, insane legislation. They voted for all of that. But then they're like, oh, vouchers, that's a bridge too far. And Abbott's like, Rhino, Republican in name only. And they're going to primary them. And so then now they're trying to call them woke and all this stuff. It's an insane situation.
They're eating themselves. They really are eating themselves. But like this like litmus test of how far right, and if you're not far enough right, like they're going to destroy you. And it's terrifying, because I thought, you know, like, oh, they're for book bans, they're really far right. But then you're like, no, no, there's so much worse than that. And that Abbott, like Trump, like, so even DeSantis did this too. I mean, that they think that that's the pathway, which, I mean, it's met them with success in their own places, but that's the pathway to success, definitely signals to me that they don't care and are not counting on being reflective of their constituency, which kind of speaks to this idea that they really don't want democracy. They really don't want government to function the way our government always has functioned. And that's like a national-wide trend. And it's very, very problematic. Like, everyone, I constantly talk about Trump being very worrisome and existential threat to democracy. But, you know, these people on the state level, these in the governors and the circuit courts, like the Fifth Circuit Court, I mean, there's some crazy shit going on right now, where it's like Abbott's openly defying the Supreme Court's order on the border in terms of letting the, you know, the National Border Patrol access those the gates on the border,
ports of entry.
Thank you. I'm making it sound like something in space.
But stuff also is in the same vein where they make it like it's like some woke agenda, but it's not. That, you know, they'll say Biden is trying to make us stop doing this, and it's like, well, Biden doesn't control the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
the Supreme Court, this majority conservative, they're the ones that just issued this ruling. So why are you're saying, you know, whenever they talk about it, they say the Biden administration, but the Supreme Court is the one that said you have to let these federal agents have access to this.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court is saying that, not Joe Biden's not like, you have to, like, he's not out there mumbling to them to do it. He's like,
Brett Kavanaugh, it's me, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if SCOTUS comes back with a ruling on mifepristone, which is the abortion medication that the Fifth has also said they can challenge, if the Supreme Court came back with a ruling that they could ban that federally, the Texas would be like, we love you, Supreme Court. You're the best. But like, sorry, that's a terrible Texas accent. But
Vulture,
they would be fine
with your
it.
Costume.
You just did. Do you need to apologize to Russia? Made a spade here. I mean, both of us went down that road, okay? And if you could do a jersey, I'd say bring it, because, like, that's all right. But that was funny. You called me on the shit, and I was like, oh, God, I have offended him. yeah, I'd like to do accents, but they're not good. But yeah, but for real, it's this hypocrisy thing. If they like the Supreme Court's ruling, they're like, yes, we will abide by that. But if they don't like it, then it's Joe Biden's Supreme Court. Can you imagine Clarence Thomas being like, I'm a Joe Biden stan? Like, really?
Hey, Joe Biden told me I had to issue this ruling.
Sorry, guys.
Rick Kavanaugh, I like beer and Joe Biden. And that's it. And I love abortion. Like, I love it. Yeah. No, I mean, it's ridiculous. But there's, again, looking from the outside in, looking at Texas, looking at people like you, looking at Beto O'Rourke and being like, I legitimately thought, like, hey, Texas is purple. Like, Texas, these people in Texas, they're like you, Zach. Like, they're not crazy. But is how the hell do we keep ending up with fucking Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott? Like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, the Ted Cruz, that one I don't understand. I don't know that one. He's a mystery to me. Why anyone? I don't know anyone that likes him. I think it's because he's a Republican, and like I said, like, it's, you're busy, don't pay attention. You're a Republican. Yeah. It comes down to, you know, they can just take some clip of the Democrat saying something. I mean, like Beto said, we're going to take your AR-15s in the presidential race. That was it. He's done when he said that, for being governor of Texas or being senator of Texas. You know, he got really close to beating Ted Cruz when he ran as a senator.
Yeah.
He ran for president. And when he said that clip, that was like, you're not going to make it in Texas. And so they can take a clip like that. And it's like, whatever Ted Cruz said, whatever Abbott said, whatever they're doing, don't worry about that. But did you hear that, you know, this guy said this? So, I mean, we'll see. There's good candidates on the Democratic side to run against Ted Cruz this year. But
is he up this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. That went fast. That time for what? Whoa, that went fast.
I mean, he's been growing his mutton chops since the last election. That's how come they're so
Jowl Merkins.
He glues them on each morning, and he has like every week he gets like a little thicker one. So he's like, they won't notice.
It's boob glued Jowl Merkins. He's cultivating, you know, he's trying to go for that really wild cosplay dollar store Wolverine look, because nothing complements mom jeans and a mullet like some wild, gnarly boob glued Jowl Merkins. But Ted had to figure out some way to kind of distract the eye from the what I call the phallus proboscis that is what others would call his nose. You know, there's like science, right? Like, it's old school, but like that he has a physically punchable face. Like, there's something scientific. Not that I'm advocating for violence, because although if you had to punch anyone in the penis proboscis, it would be Ted. But like, he's just so fucking dislikable. Like, he actually thinks that he can like court the cult. Like, they're like, oh, I'm gonna fly Ted Cruz's flag next, because what, no one's flying a Ted Cruz flag. Does anyone in Texas actually be like, I know you said they just couldn't go along with it, but is anyone like, yeehaw, like, I love Ted, like,
Ted Cruz?
Like, yeah,
I mean, like I said, I know a lot of conservatives, and I don't know nobody. It's kind of like, but I feel like this is kind of like with Trump, where it's like, they'll be like, oh yeah, yeah, I don't like that, but Democrats. So it's like, whoever runs against him, they don't, you don't have to promote Ted Cruz. Mm-hmm. You just have to be like, hey, but that guy, you know, whatever he did, he walked in a pride parade one time, you know, it'll be like that kind of a thing. Like, do you want that kind of a representative? I don't know. What are his policies? Who cares? Vote for Ted Cruz. He has a podcast, and he funnels money through publishing a book every other year. That, who's reading your books, Ted? Nobody. You're actively cultivating an audience of people that don't read. And then you're going to be like, hey, my book. What? Who are you selling this to? To me? I do want to read it. I will read it and make a video about it. But who else? If for me, did he write? He wrote that book just for me, I think.
He does have some usefulness, though. You can always tell that a bad storm is coming your way in the state of Texas when boarding a plane to an exotic location.
Well, he's trying to change that. You probably saw it. He's trying to pass a bill that any senator, this for real, he's trying to pass a bill that any senator, they're going to an airport, they get protection, and they can go like behind the scenes in the airport. What? That was just the most, this is again like the Chaplain bill, where it's like, how transparent of an insane thing is this guy who the closest he got to like having his thing threatened is when we could see how corrupt and insane and like abandoning they say. What the thing I hear from people is, what could he have really done? Not fly to Cancun, work with any group to try to help? No. No, he needs to go on vacation. But like that's the closest he had to something threatening his position. And he's like, let's pass a bill so that kind of thing doesn't happen anymore. It's for the people.
Right. Because this isn't something that affects all the constituents. Like this is for, but this is the thing. They're all like, I'm out after January 6th. Like Lindsay's like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to cry now. I'm out. I'm finished. He goes to the airport and he gets like 14 boos and he's like, I'm back. And I'm sorry. Like then now he's like literally sucking at the taint of like Trump down there in the competition that is the swampy underballs of like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and JP Mandel, JD Vance, like they're all down there, and that's a visual for you folks. But
I'm seeing it.
Yeah,
it's disturbing.
Sorry, but like it's so ridiculous that this is something again. Like you said, like that this is something it's a crisis of his own making that he wants to use our government to protect him and shield him from because he's so fucking craven and feckless that he can't just stand up for himself and say the right thing.
And also small, like the small government, we don't need to be spending taxpayer dollars for this. You know what we need to spend it on? Making sure that senators can sneak into an airport during a crisis to fly on vacation. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? Senators are going to have to make up lies about their kids wanting to go on vacation, that they were just going to fly them there and then instantly fly back. Like, do you know how hard I had to work to come up with that lie on the spot? And now, like, that shouldn't have to happen is what I'm saying.
I never want to be forced to drag my own kids ever again. I mean, I will go there, but I don't want to have to do it. Yeah, I mean, he's...
And I don't have to lie about it. I mean, I lie so much. I should not have to lie while I'm on vacation. That's insane.
It's all vacation for a reason. Okay. And when I have to tell Heidi that, yes, she looks hot in that bikini in Mexico, I'm covering the lie already. Yeah. Sorry, Heidi. I didn't go.
I have to text Trump and be like, I told her she was hot, but don't worry, sir. She is not. She is extremely ugly. You are correct again. Don't show anyone this message, please.
Well, actually, keep this message and hold it over my head for eternity so that every time I go to Mar-a-Lago, I look like reek. And seriously, oh my God, it's so gross. I was lucky enough to go to a Yankees playoff game 2 years ago against the Astros. And boo, sorry, but boo. I like the Texans just fine. Astros, and Ted was there, and so we were up in the way far high ups, but I saw that he was there on Twitter. Of course, I was on Twitter while I was at a Yankees playoff game, and I was like, Ted's here, he's here. And then soon enough, like within 5 minutes, there's all this activity going on behind home plate, and then I hear the whole crowd's like, boo. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, boo. My kids are like, what are you? My son was like there. He's like, what are you booing? I'm like, that's Ted Cruz, an asshole. And this guy's Astros fans next to me are like, he is an asshole. I'm like, that's right.
Yeah, see? Astros like, yeah, you think he's an asshole. I live in his city. I don't even just live in his state. I live in the same city with him. Oh, yeah.
Right. And, well, we're gonna switch gears real quick. And because I'm having a blast, but I do have to get, wow, I kept you a long time and I don't want to keep you forever. But so what I do on every podcast is I have a rapid fire random question round.
Oh no. Okay.
Okay. No,
I take some anxiety medication first? Okay.
Why are you going to go to the White House under Ronnie Jackson's tutelage of care?
He lives in Texas, so let me call him up. He can probably get some stuff over here real quick.
That's the thing about
Texas. Ronnie Jackson.
Right. That's the thing about Texas. I was just thinking, like, it's like, oh, Ken Paxton's the worst Texan, or Ted Cruz the worst Texan. And it's like, oh, yeah, Ken Paxton shows up. He's like, hold my beard. Ronnie Jackson
would like a word.
Right. And then Ronnie Jackson's like, oh, hold on a minute. I would like to have my name to the ring. Yeah, you got.
At least I will say this. I'm sorry for defending Ronnie Jackson. He represents where I'm like, okay, MAGA, that's the masculine man that I imagine that you strive to be.
Yeah.
Ronnie Jackson. There you go. Mm. I don't question why you like that guy. seems like the guy that you are envisioning in your head. Like, you should be able to do whatever you want, say whatever you want, act however you want, and be the tough guy. Okay. But, like, all the other guys, I'm like, they're trying to do it. Don't you guys want to call them on that bullshit?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, he's got the resume, too. Like, I mean, the guy's got the resume. I mean, granted, he was handing fentanyl out of the White House like it was friggin' spree candies. But still, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I give you that. But I would actually say that Dan Crenshaw also sort of fits that bill. And
yeah, call him a rhino.
I was going to say.
He's like the reasonable one.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. That's how far afield things have gone that I'm like, oh, Crenshaw, okay. But like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, he believes in voting and like my uterus.
He thinks they shouldn't have killed the border bill.
Which is like he lives in Texas. Oh, hold on a minute. By the way, we saw the implications of that border bill nonsense right here in my backyard in New York 3, because they were like, hold on, why am I going to vote for these guys? They're like telling me forever that the border is the greatest little invasion. And then they're like, oh, we're not going to do anything about that. We can't let that dog catch that car. So they're like, but fuck this shit. Go. I don't want that. Like, that's going to bite them in the ass.
I mean, I hope so. I feel like just seeing the cycle, the way things go, it's crazy to watch, because it's like, we can't have, you know, because I'm not talking about the news. I'm talking about my friends that I talk to.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they want to give all this money to Ukraine and Israel and not do anything about the border. And then it's like, oh, hey, there's this border bill. Oh, cool. You know what? No. We don't like the border bill and then they blatantly lie. Like, it says that you have to let 5,000 people every day. You're like, I can read. There's 5,000 encounters.
Yeah.
Means you declare an emergency and you shut it down. That's what it says.
Yep.
You're just telling me that you think that we're all stupid when you say that. But then they kill that and they're like, okay, it should just be a bill to fund Ukraine and Israel. It should be standalone. Okay, we'll do that. We can't vote for Ukraine and Israel if we're not taking care of the border.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I think they do think.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Well, that's the thing. That's why, like, we all so often feel like we're like, didn't you say, but I remember you saying, like, Mike Johnson said, they lost you. Mike Johnson said, don't look at New York 3 as a bellwether. They lost. This is my favorite thing. We lost because they had more money than we did. They had a better candidate than we did, who knew how to run on the issues we're trying to run on better than we did, and it snowed.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows people in that district. If it snows and you're a Republican, you can't vote. That's impossible. Yeah.
Like, I'll take that I'm a hardier stock. Not that I live in New York 3. It was the same storm, though. But, like, I'm snow ready. Like, I'm so hardy that I'm going to, you know, get out there and... No, dipshit. The reason the snow fucked you is because you told them not to vote by mail, dumbass. Like, maybe try to do it. I'm not telling you what to do, but, like, that's not probably the smartest, idea. Idiot. All right. Anyway, with that, we're going to, as I said, segue to the totally random rapid-fire question round. Are you ready? Zach.
Okay. Yeah.
These are very serious. The implications. This like your AI will follow you forever and with this will determine.
I close the door, so
this will determine your legacy. So what your children will grow up to know their father accomplished or was in this world. Number one. Okay.
No pressure.
Okay, no pressure. If no one ever sneezed again, how long would it take before you noticed?
I don't know that I ever would. I don't think I would notice the absence of that, of a thing. I think until someone else told me. That's how my brain works. I would just be like walking around for years. And then someone would be like, it would be like a story. Like, oh, since the last sneeze and February of 2024. And I'd be like, the what? And they'd be like, the last sneeze, remember? On February 15th, when that was that last sneeze. And then I'd be like, wait a second. Yeah, you're right. I've been
trying to look at a light.
I've been around a lot of dust. I've been around a lot of pepper on my food. And I haven't sneezed once. This doesn't make... I've looked at the sun. And you know what? And like I would have to start looking into it. And so until someone told me. You probably wife. She's a very, she notices, she sees everything. So she would tell me.
Tomorrow she'd be like, no one has sneezed.
Yeah, she'd be like, no one has sneezed in one day. And I'd be like, what? I was too busy looking at what Ken Paxton was complaining about today.
I would actually, I would like it if Ken Paxton was like stuffed up and just needed to sneeze so badly for eternity. It was just like, this need this fucking sneeze. I can't sneeze. I'm like, no, it's stuffed up.
That's a great Ken Paxton impression.
I'm working on it. But it's not just Ken Paxton, because that one, I can do that in my sleep. It's Ken Paxton stuffed up because he's stifling.
No, there's a lot of nuance and layers to that. Yeah. No, I picked up on all of them. Thank you.
Except forever. So
also what he was struggling with his infidelity and with everything else. It was like, wow, there's so much going on there.
All of his evil. God, he just is the embodiment of evil.
Also, he's from North Dakota, so just saying.
Really?
All these guys are not from here. This is as a sixth generation Texan, I just want to say. That is one of the points that I like to hit on. Maybe I should make a video about that.
Hold on a minute.
Representative Beth Van Dyne, who was just on the news for being crazy. Yes. She's from Ithaca, New York. These people are not from Texas. So that's also where I say our government doesn't represent us as Texans. It's literally true.
And then they gerrymap. That's a new one. They just cutting through the middleman there. They gerrymap the fuck out of their state so that you can't get these people out because they are crazy. I did not know that.
Dan Patrick, our lieutenant governor, his real name is Danny Scott Goob, and he's from Maryland. He was a radio, right-wing radio talk show host from Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. He's our lieutenant governor, and his name is now Dan Patrick. I feel like he should have to use his birth name.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what got
me. That sounds like I'm making that up, right?
I would not know. I'm going to call him Goob from now on. I'm just going to call him Goob and be like, you're good. Yeah, that actually suits him. We should start giving them names that we think suit them. Also, that, you know, the names they were born with.
They're given names. Danny's got Goop suits him way better. It's actually pronounced Go, but it's way better.
Why do you think you can be like, just change your name? I mean, no thanks. Okay. If you could breed two different species of animals together, which ones would they be and why?
Oh, easy Texas question.
Okay.
Because we pretend like we already have this animal. The jackalope.
Oh,
it's like a wild hare and a deer. So it's like a wild hare with antlers. Have you ever seen jackalope?
Oh yeah. We have them here in New Jersey.
You have that in New Jersey too?
With down there with the devil. Yeah,
it's like the Arctic jackalope, right?
You know, yes, it's the snow.
Yeah, because I don't think it would survive. I don't think it would survive up there. It's just the way it's made. It's but yeah, so I guess that would be a white-tailed deer and I don't know what kind of a rabbit that is or a hare. I'm thinking it's a hare because it's quite large. But yeah, just to make that a reality for us.
That's actually, that's terrifying. But at least then they could use their AR-15s to defend themselves because AR-15s are best for hunting, as everyone knows. I mean, that's what they're designed for.
Would need it to hunt the jackalopes when they're attacking us, the mob of jackalopes. Yeah.
Actually, if we could convince the jackalopes to fight on our side, that might be.
Oh, yeah. We have to turn these jackalopes into libs.
Right. Like, hey, jackalopes, we give birth to babies and then murder them. And then we'll give you those babies because we are so pro-abortion that that's what we do. And then we won't because we lied to them. But then they'll still think that they're fighting for us. And then they'll.
Yeah.
It's a whole plot.
So, that's what I would cross the white-tailed deer and the wild hare, and then I would raise it, train it, and then have an army of them to stand outside the towel boxes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's genius.
That's I'm working on it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Anybody who was watching or listening, my DMs are open. Like, if you're a whatever that person would be that knows about these things to make that happen, just let me know.
There's a group in Texas. I messaged them not about this, but they're like trying to bring back the woolly mammoth with like elephant and woolly mammoth DNA. I forget what they're called. I'll message you about it.
Okay, because I need to know.
They're doing that. It's in Texas. I mean, if they can make a woolly mammoth, they can make a jackalope. It's got to be easier.
Yeah, but then we're Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. Like, they didn't think to stop to ask, should we? Like,
Yeah.
I just want a moose mixed with like something, maybe a frog. I don't know. I just want to see a moose. Like, cause I just need to see a moose in real life because I don't have any sense of just how big these fucking things are. But like, I know that they're like, I mean, much bigger than I think we think they are. You know, like if you don't know, you don't know. You're not.
And they're like really fast too, right?
And like not nice, but But maybe
I don't think you want to mix that with a frog, unless it's a huge frog. This sounds
or a very small moose, in which case, a pocket moose.
A toy moose.
Sorry, snacking moose. Okay, snacking moose is a town in Michigan. Christmas town in Michigan. last question. Oh, so this brings us full circle. If the purge was real, what's the crime you're committing first?
Oh my gosh!
And I didn't know.
Yeah, have me committing to? You're gonna have me admit this? This whole interview was a setup for you to try to get me to say a crime I want to commit.
FBI, are you listening? I'm getting compromat on you. Is what it is. I want to make sure I have something on you. Yeah.
This is why. This is why I'm so polite to my robots. So trying to. Catch me,
Alexa,
on this one.
Record this conversation. Oh no, Alexa, stop.
What crime would I be committing? Oh man,
it doesn't have to be like murder.
I'm just jaywalking all over the place. Yeah,
take a shopping cart home.
Yeah. I feel like just driving in Texas on the highway. I just feel like just driving however I want. Just the speeding. Going as fast as I can. That seems like the one I would want to do.
Doesn't everybody in Texas?
It's so basic. We do, yeah. But then you feel like nervous because you're like, speed limit is like 75. I'm going 85, but everyone's still passing me.
Yeah.
Ugh, should I speed up more? That seems like I could get a ticket at any second. But like to be able to do that without thinking that you're about to get a ticket, this just shows what a Puritan I am at heart. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I'm going to do it, but I do feel guilty while I'm doing it. I feel bad. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I think you're going to be down here on Earth with the rest of us when that rapture finally does come. But that was that thing. I'm near and dear to my heart. Like I said, Texas, but my sisters were both based. Well, one was based there. They both did military training there. One was in Killeen for a long time. And I was always like, Jesus, God, these giant trucks are just. Not for New Jersey, like we drive, like we don't use blinkers and shit, but like they were making me nervous. So I was like, I don't know about this. Like this feels scary.
Yes. Well, I feel like it's that in New Jersey, New York, when you're driving, they're driving and they're like aware of surroundings. So they're like, who needs a blinker?
Right.
Texas, we're like, who needs a blinker? I'm in this huge truck. I literally don't care about other people already. Do you see my politics? I don't care.
Bingo.
I want to get to that exit.
Yeah.
It's right there. Like, that's...
It was over a Honda Accord.
Fort just came out.
Yeah.
Dallas is the fifth worst city for driving, and Fort Worth is the seventh most. And that's, I mean, that's like 30 miles apart. So everything in between is just terrible drivers. So this is a big section of Texas that's like all the worst drivers right where I live.
But good to know.
My crime I said I want to commit. Drive.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no thanks. I mean, even as a Jersey driver, I would be like, I think they're going to squash me in that F1. Fuck, my God, that thing is big. I don't even know what that is. Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, that concludes this episode. But let's tell people you have a website where they can find more of you. You have merch. I'm not wearing my t-shirts. I got to wash it. But, where else? So tell us about your website. Tell us about what else you're working on. Where can they find you? Stuff, that sort of good stuff.
That's great. Those are all great questions. I just put up, it's just a basic website. It's just concernedparentinnorthtexas.com because CPNT is like somebody owns it and is like, you know, we'll sell it to you for $20,000. Like, we're not going to make any money off of this. I'm not buying up a website. But concernedparentinnorthtexas.com, nobody owns that. And then I just made shirts with a local company in North Texas. And this, they look like this, some of them.
I love it.
That is, that's me. And then me. And,
this is like a, that was a very meta moment. It was like,
I should have. I don't really have anything else. I'm just a parent. I'm just taking care of my kids and, seeing what's happening in my state and making little silly videos about it to try to get people, you know, not just the people who are already against stuff, but like conservatives and moderates to listen to it and see that their party is leaving them behind. Even I think that's what a lot of conservatives need to hear in Texas, is that your party is not representing you. And I mean, you don't have to vote for a Democrat, but maybe just don't vote for that person and vote for anybody else. Mm-hmm. One of the candidates that doesn't get talked about, because otherwise your state is going to be, we talk about freedoms in Texas a lot, but we're taking away freedoms is what we're doing right now. So that's the main thing that I talk about. And so I'm on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, even Threads, if you go on there.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm Zach Runs Things on all of those. And that's pretty much it.
Well, I would say, one of the things that I think is so impactful about what you do is that you infuse humor into everything you do. And I cannot, and you're also speaking the real language the real people speak. You know what I mean? Like, you're speaking the language you would talk to your friends. You're talking, you know, like a real person, because you are a real person. But the humor component is massive to me, because I do this too. And I think that it's a really great vehicle for getting people to be like, I can do that. I can consume this information. It's not going to make me want to pull my hair out. It's funny. And then it's in there. It gets into the wheelhouse. Like, my friends here in New Jersey are like, did you know there's a state that's doing this thing with, you know, I was like, wow, I cannot believe that made it that far. But it's because the message you were carrying was delivered with, you know, a spoonful of sugar. And I really do think that there's a real power in that, especially, you know, these times. And I appreciate that so much about you, because we got to laugh. We're going to lose our minds.
Thank you. Yeah, that is exactly what I try to do, is because I think there's also, you hear something, and I think I'm just also not that great at being earnest about anything. So I think for me, the way I would communicate and the way I take information in is like through humor as well. So I think being able to at least make somebody laugh, and then they might see that and then go, that can't be true. I'll go look it up. There is a chaplain bill that really is happening. I thought that guy was joking. Like, mm-hmm. I think to me, that's my goal at least. So,
yeah, I think it's very effective. I was going to ask you about the Oklahoma panhandle, because what the fuck goes on there? But I will get to that. We'll get to that another time, because what the hell goes on there? I just figure it's motels, like one strip club, some like tumbleweeds, and like a do-it-yourself car wash. I don't know.
I'll do some research into the. It's like an hour.
Yeah, I need pictures.
The panhandle. Oh yeah, that's up above our little hat.
That's what
we wear on top of the Texas hat. I don't know why we should Russian Ukraine then, and just like, why do you have that, Oklahoma? Give me that.
It was always supposed to be yours. I mean, that's the way that works. Like, eminent domain. I'm like
around in New Mexico.
Yeah, you need to just. Yeah. I mean, just take that shit. Because, I mean, I don't know. I think it's yours anyway. But also, just every story I ever write about somebody in a motel room where they harvest their organs, that always happens there. And I want them, you know, I want the best for the panhandle. Oklahoma's dick.
Yeah. That's like every Sam Shepard play is set there, probably.
Right? And why do they get to have a dick? Why doesn't every state get a dick? Like, that doesn't seem fair. New Jersey doesn't have.
We have one. It's just our senator.
Well, there you go. And on that note, can't really sum it up any better than that. Thank you so much for joining me, Zach. This is an absolute pleasure. We hit it off on DMs. I knew we were going to have an easy, fun conversation, because you're awesome. I'm so glad to have. Now I've got a friend in Northern Texas. Not on the weird hat part. No offense to the people in the weird hat part, but I love you too. But thank you so much for joining me. This is awesome and great conversation. Everybody, you have to follow him. I promise you, you'll be very glad that you did. He also talks a lot about vouchers we didn't get to, and that's really important, because we don't really understand what that is so much, but we really need to, because it's not great. There's a lot of content on your socials about that. So go there and look at it. And that concludes this episode of the Are You Effing Kidding Me podcast. Everybody, stay safe. There's a lot of news this week. And have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Are You Effing Kidding Me is a production of the Political Voices Network. Please visit us at politicalvoicesnetwork.com.